SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major political polls show Donald Trump with a growing lead over Joe Biden in a multi-candidate race.
Now, with 6 months until Election Day in November, the Real Clear Politics average of 10 national polls has Mr. Trump ahead of Mr. Biden by more than 3% in a race among three other candidates, including Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Rasmussen Reports shows the widest margin at 12%, with CNN showing Mr. Trump with a 9% lead, and the Harvard-Harris poll showing Mr. Trump with a 7% lead. Only the NBC poll has a lead for Mr. Biden at 2%. Separately, Real Clear Politics shows Mr. Biden's job approval at 40%, 4 points lower than Mr. Trump at a similar point in their first terms. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, since Florida enacted that six-week abortion ban, clinics in several other southern and mid-Atlantic states have been springing into action.
Those other states know that women impacted by the Florida change last week will look to them for services no longer available where they live. In North Carolina, healthcare clinics are rushing to expand abortion availability and decrease waiting times. The reaction is part of a growing trend nationwide. Since the High Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June 2022, more than 20 states have adopted laws banning or severely limiting abortions.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart. Blazing heat wave in several Asian countries, in Thailand, 126 degrees. A weekend storm drenching the Sierra Nevada with heavy snow. Roads in the area, even today, are still very slick. The death toll in the flooding in Brazil, now 76. And the floodwaters in Houston now being blamed for one death, that of a five-year-old child. This is SRN News. Well, Franklin Graham will be in the United Kingdom this summer.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel in Birmingham and Glasgow during the month of June. In addition to a series of annual gospel festivals in this country, Graham regularly makes international trips. He's already held festivals in Poland and Mexico this year and is slated to preach in Italy this fall. His son, Will, is going to be busy as well, traveling to Australia and Canada for gospel festivals this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mississippi's Republican-led legislature has killed a couple of measures that would have curbed transgenderism. One bill would have barred males from using female restrooms and locker rooms in public buildings, including university dorms. The other would have specified that sex is clearly determined at birth, and there are only two. Every individual is either male or female. This is SRN News. A fatal weekend crash at the White House.
Police in the nation's capital say a driver died after crashing a vehicle into an outer perimeter gate. Authorities say it's being treated as a traffic incident, and there was no threat to the White House. President Biden wasn't there, spending the weekend at his home in Delaware. Police were called to the intersection of Pennsylvania Avenue and 15th Street Saturday night, where they found the driver, a man, dead inside the vehicle, which had crashed into a security barrier. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Throughout the weekend, marches, art exhibitions, and candlelight vigils, people gathering all across America to spotlight the high rate of disappearances and killings in Native American communities. Today marked Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Awareness Day. More events are planned in the next few days. More details at SRNNews.com.